You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, December 22nd, 2016, week 184 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Seska.
So let's start this week off with some America's Sweetheart. You ready, Mike?
Yes.
It's going to be a tough one this week.
All right. That's okay. I'll just give up at some point.
Okay. This person is listed as one of 50 people barred from entering Tibet. Disney clashed with Chinese officials over the film Kundun, which has a significance for this person. Are you familiar with the movie Kundun?
No. Okay. Keanu Reeves is my guess.
No.
All right, go ahead.
directed Michael Jackson Bad. That's what the full title is. Michael Jackson's Michael Jackson Bad.
It's called Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson's Bad?
No, Michael Jackson's Michael Jackson Bad music video.
The song Bad is Michael Jackson Bad?
No, I think the album, like, it's Michael Jackson present, like, almost like Michael Jackson presents Michael Jackson Bad.
But why?
I don't know.
Michael Jackson Bad? I get the Michael Jackson presents part.
Like Michael Jackson, Michael Jackson Bad music video. I think that's the full name of the music video.
Why would the music video have a different name than the song?
Because it was like a, well, the full length video,
it's like a movie-ish,
ran 16 minutes and is in both black and white and color. It is usually shortened down to just color, the color segment for television.
Got it. Not helping, no.
Okay. This person taught both Oliver Stone and Spike Lee at NYU.
Teacher A. I don't know.
This person was once an altar boy at Old St. Patrick's Cathedral, which was used in his early films. I'm not going to name them, but Old St. Patrick's is also where the baptism scene in The Godfather took place. I know that means nothing to you.
My guess is Martin Scorsese.
You're correct.
Yes. Okay. Boom. I got that one. You didn't think I'd get it at all.
Well, I figured you'd get it eventually.
I assume when you said started naming his movies,
yeah,
I would have got it.
Yeah, eventually I was going to that. His actual name is... I'm surprised we didn't put him as America's Sweetheart before.
That is surprising.
Martin Charles Scorsese. Now, Mike...
That's his regular name.
Yeah.
Okay. You made it sound like he changed his name. But you just slipped that Charles in there.
Yeah. What is his age?
His age.
Now, I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
He was born on November 17th.
That's not a hint.
In Queens, New York City, New York.
Now, I got no reference point at all.
Yeah, you just know that he's older than dirt.
He's old. So I'm going to give him the 70s range, but where in the 70s? I'll say he's 72 years old.
You're close, but no cigar, 74 years old.
Ah, okay. Man, he's still making movies too, right?
Yeah, because he's just made Silence.
Man, it's him. It's who did Mad Max?
George Miller.
It's, how old's Ridley Scott?
I don't think he's that old.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, it's him and George Miller. They're old.
Ridley Scott is 79.
Oh, see?
Damn,
Ridley Scott,
great.
Too.
He looks great for his age.
Those are like some of the greatest directors still right now.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
And the crazy thing is, I think of Spike Lee as being pretty old.
Yeah, he's like 50s, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
in
how
height,
tall, if he's standing, if we're in a line,
I don't
where
even know what
he
looks
fall?
Like. That's my problem. I really haven't, don't, I couldn't picture him out of the lineup.
This is what he looks like.
Oh. Oh, that helps. That means he must be.
He reminds
short,
me of the
then.
Grandpa from Up.
He does kind of. So now I'm assuming he's short, but.
How short is he? That doesn't happen enough in the world.
No. I will 5'8". He's 5'8".
So he's your...
He's my height.
No.
Oh, damn it.
On a good day, he's your height.
I spell... Oh, okay.
He's 5'4".
5'4"?
And that good day never happens.
I should have went with really short.
Yeah, there's
wow,
a picture of
5'4".
Him. There's a picture of him next to Leonardo DiCaprio, and it is shocking how small he is.
5'4".
Look at this. He's a tiny person. Wow.
I wouldn't have guessed it.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio is also 6 foot, so.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have guessed that short.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy to me.
Well, Leonardo DiCaprio's height versus Jordan Belfort's height, what's the difference?
Jordan Belfort's got to be shorter, right?
Yeah, how much shorter?
5'9"?
It's 5'7".
5'7", huh? Really and short.
Leonardo DiCaprio's 6 foot, so.
Very unrealistic, that movie.
Yeah. Totally took me out of it.
But Margot Robbie's probably, like, short. Like,
really? I just assume she must be tall.
I think she's short.
She got legs, kid. Margot Robbie type 5'6".
There you go. She's like Jordan Bell.
Right. Yeah. How tall is the real Margot Robbie?
Yeah, how tall character. Is her character? She's like 6 foot.
Yeah. Like, well, this movie's all out of the
they
way.
They reversed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, do you have a favorite Martin Scorsese movie?
I don't know if I've seen that many of them, to be honest.
You want me to name some of them?
Yeah, start naming them. I know I've seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay. Goodfellas, Taxi Driver, The Departed.
Goodfellas.
Raging Bull, Casino, Shutter Island. Casino's
good, too.
I think Casino's one of my favorite movies. Shutter Island, Mean Streets, Hugo, The Aviator, Gangs of New York, Cape Fear, The King of Comedy, After Hours, The Last Temptation of Christ, Bringing Out the Dead, The Irishman, The Color of Money, Kundun, The Age of Innocence, New York, New York. He's done a lot of documentaries lately.
Yeah, sadly, I've only seen Goodfellas, Casino, and Wolf of Wall Street, but probably in that order. Goodfellas, Casino, and Wolf of Wall Street. I like all those movies that I've seen. I need to watch more of them, clearly.
Yeah, I like Casino a lot. And
yeah, Casino.
You seen The Departed, right?
I haven't seen The Departed.
I like that movie a lot, too. Oh, The Irishman's not out until 2 years. And then he did a George Harrison documentary that was really good. Mm. Gangs of New York. Yeah. Michael Jackson video, Greatest Hits.
Directed Bad.
Yeah, he directed
Michael
Bad.
Jackson Bad.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson presents Bad. Michael Jackson.
Well, it's Michael. Oh, I guess the whole. Okay, so it's called Michael Jackson Bad.
Yeah.
But the IMDb trivia said, like, oh, it's Michael Jackson's Michael Jackson Bad.
Oh, I get it. They're trying to tell me whose it was, even though the name already
says Michael Jackson Bad. Yeah. So what would you like to see him direct next?
He can pretty much do whatever he wants. So.
Yeah, seriously.
I think he's got better choices than...
than anything we can offer him.
Yeah, there's nothing I can really come up with that'd be a better idea than what he would want to do.
He would want to do and what he's already done.
Yeah.
You know what? I think he should come on this podcast and talk about whatever he wants to do.
Yes, exactly.
Is there anything you can imagine him talking about? Any story he could share that you would just be like, okay, Martin Scorsese, you need to stop telling the story.
No, I think whatever he says would be fascinating. Yeah. He's got stories, I'm sure, about, like,
I bet you he could tell so me many a things. Story about, like, eating a sandwich with Robert De Niro, and I would find it completely fascinating.
Yeah. Like, I think anything he said would be amazing.
Yeah, he could be like, one time I went to the grocery store, and I bought kale and celery and canned peaches. And I'm like, why did you buy canned peaches, Martin Scorsese?
He's like, man.
He's like, I love canned peaches. That's crazy.
Like, wow. I didn't know that fact before just now.
Like, wow, I should add that to your trivia on IMDb.
Exactly. That'd be pretty interesting.
So, yeah. I don't think he'd podcast much.
Wouldn't think so.
I wonder what the most boring day of his life has ever been. I can't imagine his life is too boring. This Week in Movies in the Now. On Wednesday, so yesterday, Assassin's Creed, Passengers, and Sing opened.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, Why Him also opens.
Mm-hmm.
So the Assassin's...
Christmas movies.
Yeah.
This is
some stinkers.
Yeah. This is a...
I heard Sing wasn't that good.
Really? That's disappointing.
Yeah.
Because I like the trailer for it.
And I heard Passengers, well, it looks like trash.
Yeah. Assassin's Creed, they say they think they're going to lose a lot of money. So I assume that's not good either.
Yeah.
It's really not a good
time
to holiday be... movie. So everybody go see Star Wars in La La Land.
Yeah. Yeah, because La La Land opens wide release yesterday. Or no, Sunday?
Yeah.
On Christmas?
So I would recommend seeing both of those movies.
Yeah.
Even if you already saw them, see them again.
Yeah, be like us.
Overseeing. Yeah.
Watch them the same, like 2 days.
Exactly. In a row. That's the smart thing to do.
Let's talk about some trailers we saw. The Fate of the Furious,
mm-hmm.
which is the new movie in the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Yeah. You wouldn't think they could up the ante of craziness, and they do. There's a submarine in this movie.
Yeah, okay, so wasn't him and Vin Diesel's character and Michelle Rodriguez's character, I thought they were like married or something?
Well, what happened was she like died in the fourth one, but then she didn't really die, and you find out in the sixth one she's still alive, but then she has amnesia. And then she comes back. But I don't know if they ever did get married. Maybe they did.
I always thought they were a couple, at least.
They were a couple. But I guess this movie's weird because Vin Diesel's the bad guy, so I don't...
Yeah, what even...
I don't get it.
Down is up, left is right. It's, I was about to say left is left. Left is still left and right is still right, but up is down.
Yeah, the Fast and Furious were... Who would be the one to say, this world makes no sense?
Yeah.
Not the crazy jumping cars out of planes
off
and
from
stuff.
One building to another building.
Yeah, that wasn't crazy, but Vin Diesel turning on his family? Man, the whole movie's about family.
How many times do they emphasize the word family? It's almost as if we were watching Star Wars Rogue One and they're talking about hope.
Exactly.
It's
crazy
how many times they say family in that trailer.
They do.
He wouldn't do that. It's all about family.
Family.
Hey,
this
Dom,
you
were a part of the family. No, Dom's not doing anything crazy. We're a family. Family, family, family. It's all about the family. Family matters, Dom. Remember when we used to watch reruns of Family Matters?
I know what I'll do. I'll give him a Corona. He'll remember he's in part of the family.
Yeah. Let's go to Olive Garden. When we go there, we're family, Dom. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I was reading this article about how people online were getting pissed. And they're like, Brian leaves and this is how you repay him? Like,
wow.
It's all about the...
There are really like Fast and the Furious people who are like into the storyline of what's going on.
Remember when Sasha Gray, I was like following Sasha Gray, I think it was either her Twitter account or her Instagram. And and it's when she was on Entourage. And people were like, you are so bad for Vinny Chase.
Yeah, people are
weird. I'm like, what is wrong with people?
Like, in my opinion, those are like weird things. Like, okay, like, I obsess over like Marvel stuff and Star Wars, but at least like that continuity makes sense to me. But like following the continuity of like Fast and Furious or like Entourage, you're like, these aren't...
And then going out and commenting on the actor and be like, you're ruining this character's life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think if anyone does that, you should not have access to the internet.
I think people have problems in Entourage because they're like, you're playing yourself, but you're
that's
a character.
That's the thing, because she's playing Sasha Gray, so that's I can
you're
see
yourself,
where you might
but
be
you're
confused.
Also a character.
Where that person also assumes that they're watching a documentary or a reality television show.
Vinny Chase is that guy's real name.
Yeah.
He was in Aquaman. It was a great movie.
Yeah, I loved Aquaman. That's why they're so excited for this new Aquaman movie.
I know.
It's going to do
Vinny Chase coming back.
Huge numbers.
Vinny
they're
Chase
like,
put on a lot of muscle.
And he also got a dark tan
and
tattoos.
He looks a lot like Khal Drogo, and I'm digging it. I'm digging this way you're going with this Aquaman.
Can't wait until Jekyll and Hyde comes out or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Medellin.
Yeah, Medellin. Can't wait until. Well, Narcos. That's him, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He's Escobar.
So yeah, the Fate and Furious, I don't know about that movie. I haven't seen a Fast and Furious movie since the third one, I think.
They're entertaining. And I hope this one lives up to that level, but I think Paul Walker gone. Yeah. But I never see any of these movies in theaters anyway.
Yeah.
I have no interest in... I just... they're entertaining to me, but like...
Would you watch it 17 days after it comes out at home?
No, not for that $50. No way.
How many people do you have to get together to watch that movie? How much are you willing to spend on that movie?
Okay.
Because like 10 people... See, that's the thing. You get 10 people together... But I don't want to watch a movie with 10 with 9 people.
That's right.
In my house.
That's right. That's why they're playing it. Like they're like they give you a certain dollar amount, so you're probably only gonna 5 people in that. Like
I'd do that.
You're not going to go more than...
Four people with me?
Yeah.
Get some pizza?
Yeah.
No.
See, but like, I think I was doing that. I'd have to treat it like I'm at the theater. I'd have to be like, okay, we're here to watch this movie. Let's actually watch it. Because sometimes when you watch movies, you're like, it's either stuff you've already seen or you're like watching it with the commentary. And you're having fun watching it.
Yeah.
Other times, like, no, we gotta watch this movie. It's like a new movie. It's basically like the theater.
Yeah. So. Would that be weird?
I don't know.
No, we hang out with people when we're watching movies. But if you were to be like, if you were to say that before the movie,
we watch new movies where we haven't like joked or we're watching it.
Like, no, I know, but like, would it be weird if like I said that
next time we watch? Yes, it would be weird. It would be really weird.
I really want to see this movie. So we're just gonna not talk about it. I think what I would do is I would lie. I would buy this movie because you have 24 hours to watch it, right?
I would assume so. Yeah.
I would order it.
Watch it ahead of time.
Watch it first time by myself, and then invite everyone over and be like, "Yeah, I'm so excited to see this movie, you guys."
That's smart. Yeah, because then you get the money too.
Yeah,
you can offset the
cost.
Yeah,
and then I don't care how many people are in my house.
Exactly. And it's like I already know what's going on.
50 people. Sure, why not?
This is cool. That's cool. Everyone chip in. But yeah, it'd take me like a lot of people to watch Fate and Furious. I don't know. I might get like 10 people at a time. 10 people, let's watch it. And then I'll invite some more people a couple hours later and be like, you guys are out. I need to invite 10 more people.
That's not a bad
idea. I wonder how far people would push it. They'd be like, I'm setting up my own like underground movie theater.
It's not a bad idea if you have a good entertainment system.
Yeah. What if that is like becomes a thing where like people rent out their house for a few hours to watch a movie?
Like that's the next Airbnb.
Yeah. But it's just for movies.
That's actually, you know what? I think we're onto a business
idea. That's a good idea. I don't know if it's legal to do that with this new system, but...
No, like, I can't imagine it as an Airbnb for 2 hours.
Yeah.
You come to my house.
People are going to think, I can have sex here for 2 hours?
Like, no,
it's
no
like
sex.
It's a new motel.
But you have access to my movie library for 2 hours and my entertainment system.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a smart... I think that's a good idea. Good idea. It'd work more well if this thing came out, though.
Yeah.
17-day thing, but we shall see.
Yeah. Dunkirk, we saw like the extended preview thing, and I saw the actual trailer.
I did not see the actual trailer. Was it no same footage or?
There's a little bit of same footage, but mostly new footage in the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy! This movie looks intense.
Yeah, that 5-minute preview was very like it was tension building the whole.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it was like the sound, where it was like the. Like it was like the rumbling getting louder and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be very loud.
Yeah,
and then they like psyched us out. Yeah,
but yeah, that movie looks good. Mm-hmm. Despicable Me 3. Do you see this trailer?
I saw that it came out, and I kind of like. I don't know. I did something weird with this trailer. I like watched it, but I only like. I didn't really.
Okay.
I like scrubbed through. I don't know why I did do it, but I did do that.
It's pretty much Trey Parker, I think, is doing the voice of the new bad guy,
mm-hmm.
and of like South Park fame, and it's Gru and what's her name from SNL and Bridesmaids and Ghostbusters,
Kristen Wiig.
Yeah, Kristen Wiig. Those two people
and the Minion.
You barely see the Minions. You only see the Minions in like the last second.
But they exist.
Right? Yeah, but they're all partying on an island. I don't know if they're in this movie or not.
Isn't the whole point of Despicable Me to have minions?
No, I think it's mainly Steve Carell's character and his relationship with those three girls.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I forgot they have a whole storyline going on.
So I don't know if those girls are going to be in this movie or not.
Despicable Me 3 is too many.
Yeah.
But I mean, children like it, so.
And 2 wasn't too bad.
No, it was. It was.
I didn't watch the Minion movie. Somehow I avoided that one.
I watched the Minion movie.
I'm surprised I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
with my niece and nephew, how much they love.
Is it on Netflix?
It is.
Yeah, that is surprising.
My nephew just loves watching Mickey Mouse cartoons on Apple TV. There's a Mickey Mouse channel. And they just play old Mickey Mouse cartoons and new Mickey Mouse cartoons. And I just start press play and it just plays through all of them. There's no commercials or anything. And he loves it.
Nice.
And then sometimes he'll just watch the same one over and over again. It's crazy. Yeah, it's like 3 minutes long and it just repeats.
Yep. Kids like that.
I'm not against it.
They like knowing, yeah. As long as you don't get annoyed by it.
because there's one where Mickey and Goofy accidentally shrink themselves and go inside Donald.
Whoa.
And it's pretty funny.
Cool. I like that premise.
Yeah.
Who invented that?
What?
I guess that's a movie. Like, people go inside. That's like a thing in everything. Like,
yeah, Rick there's that Morty one old it. Movie. It was like a really old movie where they go inside the body.
Yeah.
It's an old Disney movie, I think. Mm-hmm. A Dog's Purpose. We saw this trailer yesterday.
Emotional.
I started crying.
Emotional.
Made me very sad.
Who knew Josh Gad can make me very emotional?
Oh, is that the guy?
That's the voice of the dog.
Who is the old man? Kevin Costner?
No, Michael Keaton. Neither of those people.
Who was it?
It was Dennis Quaid.
Yes.
Yes. He was the rookie.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking old. Baseball movies, and they're like all three of them.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, it's a dog. He goes through many lives.
That was a weird thing. He's like bringing people together. I wasn't sure about that. That seemed kind of weird to me.
Yeah.
That took me out of it because there's like, all these lives are supposed to like lead the same, like all these people together.
I don't think that's what it was though.
Yeah, because I think the girl that he introduces to Dennis Quaid at the end, I think is like one of his other former owners. And that's the bond that they have. Because he's like, he reincarnates like four or five times in this movie.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how short are some of these dogs living? Because like, my dog lived.
Well, four or five times, and that's.
Because that first time, that dog lives for a long time. Well, actually, no. Because that's how long my dog lived, like 20 years.
That's why I'm curious. Is there some of those lives in the middle, he gets hit by a car and just dies?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, some of those lives have to be really short.
Yeah.
Because by the end of it, Dennis Quaid, let's say conservatively, he's like 60.
Yeah, so that means he's aged like 40, 50 years.
Yeah, and the dog seems to reincarnate like four or five times in that time.
Yeah, well, 10-year average 10-year lifespan, you figure he lived 2 years one time, got hit by a car. Yeah. I don't know if they put that in the movie.
Lived 18 the
Come
next.
Come on, but that trailer is very emotional.
It was very emotional.
It gets back to Dennis Quaid, you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
He does the same trick?
Yeah. Well, I think I got really sad when the dog dies, when you see it, and I was like, I remember that.
Yeah, the first...
Fresh wound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sad. Yeah, that's the sad part. That means dogs are gonna die four or five times in that movie.
Oh, we also saw that trailer for that Christian movie.
Christian movie?
Remember, it was like Tim McGraw.
Oh yeah,
what was that movie about? Was it a Christmas movie or something?
I don't think was it a Christian.
It was Christmas? A Christian movie. It was a Christian movie because it was put out.
It was like the tree in the fort. Like his wife dies. Yeah, it was
called
missing?
Like the Shack.
With Sam Worthington, the Avatar man,
yeah.
Avatar dude.
I thought it was a Christian movie.
The Terminator, maybe. And then like he's seeing people, but I don't know if they're really there. And he's like, "Why'd you take me here?" I don't know if that's
with
like,
Octavia Spencer.
Yeah, he's like in the forest, and I don't know what's real. I don't know what's not. And I think he has a kid.
And then the kid goes missing. I think he's murdered.
I don't know what's going on in that movie.
Oh, I don't think it is a Christian movie because Octavia Spencer plays God, and I don't think a Christian would allow that.
Morgan
it's called
Freeman
The Shack.
Played God.
Aviv Alush as Jesus.
What's the synopsis say?
After his young daughter is murdered during a family camping trip.
I did not know that's what happened.
Mac Phillips spirals into a deep depression, causing him to question his innermost beliefs. Facing a crisis of faith, he receives a mysterious letter urging him to the shack where her body was found deep in the Oregon wilderness. Despite his doubts, Mac goes there and encounters an enigmatic trio of strangers led by a woman named Papa. Through this meeting, Mac finds important truths that will transform his understanding of tragedy and change his life forever. Forrest Whitaker was once attached to direct and star in this film. Yeah, I assume it's a Christian movie.
My first thought seeing the show, I was like, Sam Worthington, where's he been for a few years?
Yeah, let's find out.
I'm sure he's been in stuff.
He was arrested.
Has he just been on call for the Avatar movies?
Okay, no. So Avatar 2009, Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, I remember that.
Last Night, I don't know what that is. Love and Distrust, I don't know what that is. The Debt, I don't know what that is. Texas Killing Fields, Man on a Ledge, Wrath of the Titans.
I've seen that.
Wrath of the Titans.
Oh, wait, no, I don't know if I've seen it.
Drift, Sabotage, that was the Arnold Schwarzenegger F-word movie. Cake, that sounds
familiar. Jennifer Aniston.
The Keeping Room. I don't think I
yeah, so he that. Hasn't been anything big, big.
Okay, Paper Planes?
Big, big.
I don't know what that is. I think these are all Christian movies. Kidnapping Freddie Heineken?
What?
That's the one with, that was a big movie.
I didn't hear about that one.
It's with, Anthony Hopkins.
Really?
Yeah, they kidnapped him.
Weird.
Everest? Hacksaw Ridge?
Oh, I saw Everest.
Hacksaw Ridge?
He must have had a really big beard. I couldn't tell. It was
Hunter's Prayer?
Is that a Christian movie?
Oh, no. What's the, there's no synopsis on this.
Nobody. No one saw it, so they're like, damn it, we can't describe it. Maybe it's not out yet.
No, it's not out yet.
That's.
And then The Shack.
Huh. I was thinking it was about Shaquille O'Neal.
No. Wrong spelling.
Oh. Yeah.
But apparently it's put out by, I think, I forgot what studio, but, or it's produced by some studio, and that's a Christian studio.
Oh. When does that movie come out?
March 3rd, 2017.
Okay.
But, yeah. Well, I was thinking, I had this really, because of the term Papa.
Mm-hmm.
What if the band Ghost, their lead singer, they call him Papa as well?
Mm-hmm. Makes a cameo.
No, what if this movie was low-key Satanist?
Oh.
He goes into this cabin in the woods and it's a satanic person who's like, we can bring back your daughter.
I'm waiting for that twist now. Now I'll be disappointed.
That'd
that
be
doesn't
crazy.
Happen in the movie.
Or no, it was like, what if it was like an honest push, like as a Christian movie, but they're like, you know what? The Church of Satan is here for you.
Wow.
In your time of trouble. Because like the real Church
good
of Satan, like the real Church
made.
Of Satan, like isn't like a dark church. They're just like rebellious. And they're like, you know what? I think we should believe what we want to believe and stuff like that. I don't know how it really goes down.
Yeah.
Like low key, because they might be like killing babies in the back and stuff.
Yeah, maybe they're low key in that to get people in and then turn it.
Scientology status.
Yeah.
Or what if it was like a Scientology movie where they're like, you know what? He's like, he goes to the shack. They have one of those E meters there.
We'll
he's
read
like,
you.
We'll audit you right
we
here.
We know you're.
We know
what
you're
they, what
depressed.
They depressed or.
We know you have thetans inside of you.
Yeah.
So who knows? Any of that stuff's possible.
True.
Maybe it's not a Christian movie. Maybe it's a Scientologist movie. Maybe it's a satanic movie.
Be anything.
The United Kingdom
mm-hmm.
is another movie.
It is.
That's David Oyelowo, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Rosamund Pike.
I like her a lot.
She's good.
And he's like the prince.
He's a king.
Yeah, he becomes a king.
Oh, well, his dad's a king.
Well,
he's the heir to the throne.
But then he marries a white person, and that's
yeah,
a big.
Like, we don't like that.
That's crazy. There's a lot of Barry is like that. Where
we don't
like
that.
Yeah, there's a scene where because they go through Harlem,
mm-hmm.
and
he's
like,
"Where's Luke Cage?"
He's like you don't notice, like he's like you didn't notice all the people staring, and she's like, "No," and he's like, "That's the problem." It's like I notice it, like they're looking at me.
Obama says that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's like, they're staring at me, wondering why I'm with a white girl. And like, you're just oblivious to the fact that that exists. I was wondering about that. I was like, huh. Because that does happen. I was like,
I don't know. I'm
as
just
a, white,
a
person,
white person, I don't know it exists. No one looks at me.
You never feel like you're being stared at when you go somewhere?
No.
When we go to Diamond never. Jamboree, do you ever feel like you're stared at?
No.
They're being stared at.
Okay.
I remember one
that's
time.
That's on them, not me.
I remember one time. That's a very white attitude, I think.
Yeah, I don't care.
Exactly. I don't know. That got me thinking. I need to stop. I need to cut all these white people out of my life, I think.
I need to think people should just stop worrying about what other people think.
That's convenient for you to say. Whitey.
Exactly. Who cares? It's not affecting anybody.
You.
It's affecting you and people staring?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah, so the United Kingdom, that looks crazy. And then Going in Style. This movie looks like fun. Alan Arkin,
yes.
Michael Caine, and Morgan Freeman?
Yes.
Old three old guys lose heist. Their yeah, they lose their pension, so they're gonna rob the bank.
Yeah. It's like that movie with Ben Stiller, like the tower heist.
Except that one, no one used the term faggot during production of this movie, and it wasn't a big controversy.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, happened. It was a huge, the director used the term faggot.
Wow.
He calls someone a faggot, and then it was like a huge controversy.
Wow, I didn't know that controversy.
Todd Phillips, I think, directed, didn't he?
Damn, he did The Hangover.
I should watch what I say. Ted Griffin. No. Brad Ratner.
He did the Rush Hour.
Prior to release, the film was involved in controversy over plans by... Oh, wait, no.
I felt like Eddie Murphy didn't like making this movie or something.
Oh, yeah, they were going to release this same day. What? I thought... Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong.
What
you're
is going
a,
on?
You're probably thinking of a different movie.
No, it's for sure Tower Heist.
Just type in Tower Heist.
Yeah, I'm going to type that.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, gay slur. Tower Heist director apologizes over Q&A fag gaffe.
Oh.
He said...
Okay.
After being asked whether he rehearses his with his actors before shooting a scene, Ratner replied, rehearsing is for fags.
He's like, I don't know where I am right now.
Q&A.
He must be on drugs.
He also directed The Last Stand and the Rush Hour trilogy. I love when people say this. Everyone who knows me knows that I don't have a prejudiced bone in my body. But as a storyteller, I should have been more thoughtful about the power of language and my choice of words. He directed the worst X-Men movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rush Hour trilogy, which I would never say, like, he's a storyteller. I would hardly say that counts as a storyteller.
Story about Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker. Come on. It's a great story.
Yeah, in that movie, Jackie Chan says nigga, too.
He does. It's a very entertaining part of the movie.
Yeah. Because
he's just like, do what I do.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. And then they try to fight.
So this guy has a history of... Dude, those two movies, that Rush Hour trilogy for sure is like just prejudice. It's just like Asian on black prejudice and black on Asian prejudice and then That's Asian true. And black on white prejudice. It's just prejudice
Chris
all around.
Kobe. He called Kobe in the movie. They call Chris Tucker yeah. Kobe. Hey, it's Kobe.
I heard that actually happens though when you go to Japan.
No,
that's... If you're like a black person, everyone's like me over there.
Nowadays, though?
They just assume you're either like... a rapper or a athlete
but they don't
or an actor. They don't call him Kobe, but they just assume.
Like you're famous.
That's a safe assumption.
That's cool.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Going in Style.
Yeah.
Nothing's new on Netflix today. Come back tomorrow for Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.